Hello, it's ambulance services. A patient breathing.
Hi, yeah, my little brother's just been stabbed.
He's been stabbed, okay. How old is he?
13.
Male has been hit by a tram.
The patient away. Sorry, what was that?
Hello? Lovely, it's yours. I think she passed away.
Every hour of every day, over 100 people call for an ambulance across Greater Manchester.
Is that the cardiac arrest? Oh, my God.
In the control centre, every single one needs a split-second decision.
I've got no ambulances free.
Emergency disconnect, please!
Who needs an ambulance quickest and who must wait?
You need to push hard to get the baby out, OK?
Is there any way you can safely make your own way to hospital?
Taking you to the beating heart...
I love you.
..of our NHS. We follow the story behind the sirens...
He needs blood straight away.
..as crews race to save lives.
One, two...
Don't give up. This will keep him going till the ambulance arrives.
Let's deal with it when we get there. Because we can.
Please, hurry up.
There's a body in the middle of the motorway. It looks like a young girl lying face down on the motorway.
Did you get a glimpse of how old she might be?
I would say teens, maybe 14, 16, something like that.
Has a car gone over them?
I'm upset with
it. Yeah, okay.
What, has somebody jumped from the bridge?
I think they've jumped. I can't confirm. They all say fall.
Right. Oh.
It's 1 hour into the Thursday night shift.
Is there any serious bleeding from what you saw?
Okay, can you tell me exactly what's happened, please?
But he's been hit by a car as well.
He has.
That's what they're saying to Matt.
Right, well, I've updated everything that you've told me. We've got the help arranged. I can see we do have quite a few calls coming in as well, so we'll be with them as quickly as we can.
Yeah, can you see we've got one, two, three calls in?
Yeah, 498.
Can I get you running, please? We've got a 16-year-old male that's jumped off a motorway bridge.
It's just the one casualty.
Yeah, just the one casualty.
It's coming through as a 16-year-old male, over.
You'll receive cheers for that. I'm on my way then.
Luke is the only advanced paramedic on duty tonight. His specialist clinical training means he is often sent to the most critical cases.
I'm 28, and I've been in the ambulance service since I was 18. This job changes you as a person. It moulds you.
Can we check if they're male or female at all and whether they are breathing?
Is it a female?
Yeah, he thinks he saw her jump onto the top of a car, onto the bonnet of a car.
That's just going to affect so many people.
He was proper, like, shocked.
Oh, I've got goosebumps. Are you OK?
I don't know what to do with this.
I like to think that it's made me more appreciative of what I have and how lucky I am to have family, friends, a good job and a good life.
You all right, guys?
I'm going to just go and check the body, see if there's a mobile phone.
Do you want an hand?
I won't mind, actually.
You best come around this way. That looks like it's a jacket.
There's a vehicle further down. You see the blue lights flashing in the distance.
Yeah.
They are with another vehicle, which is potentially involved in this. I don't imagine, given the scenario, that they're injured. I think it's more about psychologically how they're feeling.
Go
ahead, Luke.
This girl is unfortunately deceased on arrival. She has hit a car on the way down, so we need to check out the driver of the car that she may have hit.
Yeah, of course, mate. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Paul.
No further resources required. Patient code 1. Oh, God. Oh. So horrible.
It's going to take 5 minutes, as long as you need. Go for a walk, a brew.
Yeah. Take a while.
almost had enough of going to people who have taken their own life. It just makes me kind of sad, frustrated to see that repetitively happening. I think we should just look to support each other more, because it shouldn't be happening in our society.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
Yes.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
I think my embryos have been stolen and replanted into my relatives.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Well, no, I don't think so. My son's with him. He's just said he's got a bad pain in his head.
Tell me exactly what's happened, please.
Seems to be like some like choking little lad.
How old is he?
He's 5.
536, good evening. I'm going to pop through Cat 2 to your vehicle.
It's 10:30, and so far tonight, the team in dispatch have responded to nearly 250 incidents.
Paramedic Control, Sadge speaking, how can I help?
Resource manager Sadge is overseeing the allocation of ambulances in Greater Manchester tonight.
Guys, Manchester Isles, Withenshaw, divert, 1 hour, not including paediatrics. It is busy at the moment, yeah, very busy.
The ultimate responsibility lies with me, making sure that every patient that's on that screen does get some sort of help. I'm asked to make decisions that rely on seconds and minutes, because essentially that's what those patients have got. It is life and death stuff.
Oh, there's Cat 1's coming in all over now. CPR on that fire.
Police are saying query fatal, but all we've got is female patient and CPR in progress at the moment.
6095 is coming in as a Cat 1.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Let the cops know, ETA 5 minutes.
It's going to be a bad one, this.
I'm diverting 536. Sorry, guys, I'm going to have to divert you to a Cat 1.
You know, in the middle of all that, where's that kid choking? I'll keep an eye on that fire for you now.
Roger, that is much appreciated. Just confirming, not a cardiac arrest, not CPR in progress. I'm taking it you don't need any further resources. Brilliant, many thanks.
No cardiac arrest?
Not a cardiac arrest.
Guys, house fire, not a cardiac arrest. They've got a patient on the back of the ambulance, just checking him or her out.
Good news.
House fire sorted. Choking sorted. That patient sorted, yes? Right, nice one, guys.
Alpha 347, Alex and Sam, have just finished their mid-shift break.
C47, hope you enjoyed your meal. We've got a job that you're not going to be too far from.
For a 103-year-old female that's confused and she thinks she's in a dungeon. I'll send through the information for you now.
Her heart just melted, 103, confused, yeah.
Call her as a son-in-law, he is with her. Saying that the patient isn't sure what time it is. She's trying to put two pairs of slippers on.
Oh, bless her. 103.
I just hope it's not end-stage agitation and confusion.
I would say that.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is that a bit better? My name's Alex.
Hello, Alex.
I'm from the ambulance.
I know, I don't want to go in.
I don't want to go in.
We've not even got to that point yet.
And hi, girl. Sorry to wait.
Hello.
Yeah.
I've got Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
I've heard this morning you rang your daughter's house.
Yeah.
Did you get a little bit panicked when you'd rang them?
Yes, I'm sorry I rang them.
Oh, you don't need to be. Worries. You don't need to be sorry.
She worries.
We can come to you any day.
To tell you the truth, we didn't think
she's
just.
You all right?
You're
okay. Don't be upset.
She's all right. We'll get her sorted.
Work out what's going on with Mum. Yeah.
I'd say the last couple of weeks she's got frailer.
okay. really, but this week has been the worst.
Can I borrow a finger from you, Wyn?
Sharp scratch. Ah! I was going to say I didn't even do it.
Ever the comedian.
Yeah.
Took a pint of blood.
Took a pint of blood, I did, didn't I?
What did we used to work as, Winnie?
Home help.
Home help.
I used to help people. Now they help me.
So you've definitely deserved the help yourself now. Winnie, can I jump in bed with you?
Yes, in my room.
Why the not? Why not, eh? How is your waterworks at the minute?
It burns.
Is it still burning at the moment?
No, it's on off, isn't it? I'm drinking more water.
That's not what I hear. Are you telling me porkies?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, she knows what to say, doesn't she? Yeah.
What's a porky monk's friend?
What's a porky monk's friend?
I've trouble going.
Your trouble going? When was the last...
I'm not drinking enough.
That's what we're always saying. I'm not drinking.
When was the last time you went?
2 days ago.
What do we drink? Are we a whiskey drinker?
No. No, Baileys.
Baileys drinker?
Yeah.
Good choice.
Baileys are good. If you had two, good. If you had three, better. If you have four, you don't care.
Can I have a look at these luscious legs?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Wonderful.
Skinny legs. Dancing legs.
Dancing legs. Did we used to be a dancer?
I used to dance before I went in there.
I'm sure you could still dance.
3 times a week.
I'm sure you could still dance now. What's your favourite song to dance to?
Waltz.
The waltz?
Yeah. Nice.
Should put some music on. I'll see you watch you dance.
OK.
So what should we do with you then?
Keep me happy. And keep me out of hospital.
I think that's a very fair decision. I think that's very sensible.
If I go in, I'll feel as though they're going to carry me out.
Would you be happy for me to ring one of the out-of-hours doctors?
Very good.
We'll give him a tinkle. We'll see what he says.
I don't think I've ever met anyone 104, 103. What's your secret?
Niall, smile with you. Weep and weep alone.
Good, that's a good way to think.
Alpha 424, Amanda and Nick, are 8 hours into their shift.
Wonder when John will get his hot tub up and running.
Do you want to go in the neighbour's hot tub for?
I never said I wanted to go in it. I was just wondering when it...
It's not like Hot Tub World, you know, the magazines where everyone's in, like, Beverly Hills. It's Stalybridge. Go off, Mike. Alpha 424.
424, just sending for a job now.
78-year-old male, coughing breathless for one day.
And has asthma and COPD. Further details to come through now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Four-way bypass and valve replacement, so he's got cardiac history.
Feeling faint when coughing, he's constipated. Poor fella, he's got a bit going on there, hasn't he?
I just...
I think I've been on the road for about probably a week, 2 weeks, and then I worked with Nick, and then that was it. Within about 6 months, we'd bought the house, and we got married last year. It's like having your best mate on the ambulance. It's the best thing ever. So, Eddie, what's happening?
Oh, we're just coughing all the time. I couldn't stop coughing.
Okay.
And there's a tickle in the back of my throat all the time. I've had this coughing thing before, but not as bad as what it was today, and then it just never got any better.
Are you coughing anything up?
Little globules of blood. You know.
When you're sneezing?
Not loads, but just
flex.
Like this.
Huh? Flex, would you say?
Yeah, not massive.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to wire you up to our box of tricks and see what we can do here.
Have you got COPD?
Yeah.
What about your name, buddy? 38.9.
Mmm.
What's that,
aye? It is.
Is it worse than, has it got worse?
Yeah, it seems to have got worse, yeah.
Over what period of time?
Say 5 or 6 months, really.
You're not going to like me now, Eddie. Can you take your top off, that sweatshirt, for me?
Yeah.
I need to cool you down a bit and have a listen to your chest and do some stuff, yeah. If that's OK.
It was his birthday yesterday as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Aww. You're struggling, aren't you?
Yeah.
Left-sided air entry's poor and global congestion. Your lungs are a bit full of fluid at the moment, aren't
yeah.
they? So where'd you have your bypass done then?
I didn't know. Willingshaw.
Yeah.
I was working up to going in the hospital and having the what's it? With me and they do discos, kids discos and that.
All right.
So, she does face painting and do balloon modelling and that. And they had this heart attack. I got a lot of work. It was over December. You know, really busy in December. Yeah. You know. But I don't do much now. You know, just do the odd one, you know.
So what sort of kids' parties do you do then?
Children's parties and christenings.
Do schools and that.
Yeah, and schools. Right. We've got some regular schools that we do.
Do you dress up?
No. No.
Scares the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Worked on the American base when the Vietnam War was on.
Really? Yeah. That's the group we took over. We were only young, weren't we?
Gosh, July 1966.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll always, you probably always do it. You'll never lose it. No. You've done it for...
Oh, the same one to die behind the decks.
Don't be doing that tonight. Don't be doing that tonight. No. They'll need you.
It's always tough to find a good DJ and entertainer, I think.
Yeah, well, that's...
You know.
This nursery I do, I said, don't you think you'd be better off with somebody a bit younger now? She said, oh, you get on with the kids, all right. It's lengthy stuff, it's terrible.
Oh, it's shocking, isn't it? I know.
None of the kids can dance to it.
Well, it's not even music, it's just people talking.
Yeah.
Take your time, there's no rush.
Yeah.
No rush. We'll sit down there.
Aren't they nice houses, these? Nice and
yeah,
big.
Yeah, we've been here for about 6 years.
Yeah, I like this estate, it's nice. He was a nice fella.
He was.
It's a shame that...
Struggling out breathing tonight, wasn't he? He started coughing, crikey.
He never smoked a cigarette in his life, but...
Well, nightclubs, innit? Working nightclubs, working out environments, that's what's happened, isn't it? COPD, it's a killer, isn't it?
Yeah, best thing they did, really, stopping smoking in bars and clubs and...
Remember when your clothes used to stink, didn't they? And you'd have to wash them the next day. If you even pick them up off the floor...
And your hair.
Honking, yeah. Everything.
I used to work behind a bar and I stank when I come home.
Did you?
It was awful.
It shows you,
I'll probably end up getting bloody COPD for that.
Thanks.
Sorry, then.
Stop cheering us up, why don't you?
Oh, I need to stop a minute. I've just seen something.
We got our letter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, win. That beats a card off me any day.
Yeah. It's the queen of the building.
I'm really sorry to disappoint you. However, there's only one queen in this building, and that's me. Yeah. Winnie, I've got some news for you. So I've spoken to the doctor. He was a lovely doctor. He doesn't want you to go to hospital.
Oh.
He doesn't want you to go. Okay.
I don't want to go.
He doesn't want. We don't want you to go, but he doesn't want you to go.
You know, I feel a lot better.
Good. But yeah, he doesn't want you to go to hospital as long as we get your GP involved in the morning. Yeah. Let them know that you've had an ambulance out in the early hours of the morning. He thinks that it's ongoing UTI. Is the problem.
Winnie, we're going to get you in bed now.
No dancing.
Oh, I think we can do a dance, can't we?
That's it, don't worry, we won't let go of you. Just going to take this off you. That's it.
We've got you.
That's it.
There we go.
No, I want to live a bit.
Sit up a bit.
Yeah.
How's that?
Not better.
Good.
I love you.
Oh. Mwah. All the best, all right.
All the best to you.
Take care.
Thanks for stopping me going to hospital.
Oh, it wasn't going to happen, don't you worry.
Winnie?
Oh, I'm back again.
I am. It was lovely to meet you. You take care, OK?
I will indeed.
Bye-bye, sweet.
All the best, Mary.
OK.
Take care.
See you later. Take care, all right?
Thanks very much.
Cheers, thank you. Oh, my God.
She was beautiful.
That is why I do the job that I do. I can't.
Oh, that is, like, our perfect job.
When she gave me a kiss, she melted me.
If I'm gonna live until I'm 100, I want to be like Winnie.
Winnie.
Still got an amazing sense of humour in my own house, can still get around.
Boom.
It's Monday morning. The blue team are back on duty for another 12-hour shift.
No matter how quiet it is in the morning, you will always know it's going to be madness later.
QX499.
Quebec X-ray 499, good morning, Luke. Just doing a radio check, signing you on for the day.
Cheers, part of the shift.
Alpha 347.
Alpha 347, good morning.
Thank you for your sign-on. Hope you're both good.
We are both good, thank you. Good morning.
Alpha 424, good morning. Do you have all comms available?
Good morning. Yes, we've got all our comms and we are available.
Lovely, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Listen to me. I know it's upsetting for you. What's your name?
So what I need you to do is I need you to lay him flat on his back for me, all right?
So it's two breaths first and then 30 pumps on his chest and we're going to do that over and over, OK?
Ambulance service, hello police.
I've got a body in the river.
So where are they right now?
In the middle of the river.
Okay, so they're still in the water?
Yeah.
On the surface?
Yeah.
Oh, there's somebody in a river now. There's a body in the river.
Where?
All we've got is a body in the river near to David Lloyd's.
499.
499, thanks. I'm wondering if I can pass you details of an incident that we've received from the police.
Possible body in a river in Salford. Over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unknown details for the patient. You are being backed up by the heart team and an ambulance has just arrived on scene.
Yeah, that's all received. Cheers for that, Saj. Let us know if there's any updates.
Yeah, roger.
Alpha 473 and HART, the Hazardous Area Response Team, are dispatched to the riverbank. Advanced paramedic Luke will coordinate the scene.
I think I'm right where this is taking us. It's probably downstream from one of the bigger bridges. So people jump off the bridge, haven't been seen. They obviously jumped off with no one seeing them. And then they kind of come downstream and are seen by people on the banks.
Is that a person? Because they're looking at something.
The police are there with them, but they can't find the patient.
It's going to be the Trafford Park one because it backs up to the canal.
It looks like they're talking to someone down there, so we're just going to go and check it out.
Are we happy it's the right location?
Yeah, because the guy's up there. He's made the call to the cops.
Oh, cracking. It's fine.
He was at the top of the embankment and he's just called it in. He's not come any closer.
Do we know how deep it is?
It looks quite shallow there, to be honest, in the middle.
Right. We're going to have a look and see what it is. If we want to have that fully confirmed, we're going to see if they can walk over to it and get it.
Right.
It does actually look like the shape of a body.
Definitely a plastic sheet.
Definitely, yeah.
Wrap with that.
Yeah.
That's a very expensive clean-up job.
£4.99. Yeah, Neil, just for your information, Hart have been in to the river and confirmed that this is, in fact, just a very large plastic sheet. All resources will be coming clear very shortly.
A lot of people to pick up litter. That's what that was, very expensive rubbish retrieval.
So, update from QX499, Hart have actually been in the river. They have confirmed that this is a plastic bag and they're going to stand down.
Jesus Christ.
Every cloud, at least it isn't a dead person in the river.
It's just a bit of plastic sheeting, but that is just so many resources.
And it's cost a lot of money on blue lights and disruption for everyone.
You get quite a lot of that, don't you? You know, around Central, like, people, like, seeing bin bags.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if that was really a body and it was floating about.
And just people walking by, like, that's normal.
It would, they would in London, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
At Duckenfield Ambulance Station, Amanda and Nick are waiting for their next job.
Here we are.
Alpha 424.
Alpha 424. I've just passed a job in Glossop. It has been upgraded due to a time breach. It is a pain in the testicular area. 53-year-old male.
Yeah, that's received. Thanks very much.
Can't say it. Testicle. Can't say that word.
Testicle. What is it?
You say it and then I'll say
no,
it.
Say it.
Testisticle.
Testisticle.
The left one's a testicle and the right one's a testicle. When you refer to both of them, it's testicles.
Oh, Ali.
So you think it's quite painful, then?
Painful? It's ninja-level pain, this.
Ninja-level pain?
Honestly?
Yeah, but you are a bloke, though, aren't you? I mean,
you and I both know giving birth to a baby is a doddle.
Excuse me?
Because you have 9 months to prepare, don't you? This is like something that comes on.
Don't even go there, Webby.
Well,
it's very painful having a baby. And you try and squeeze something.
Every time I've dealt with it, it seems OK. Everyone's happy afterwards.
I tell you.
So what's happened with you?
A few months ago, I had this thing where, I'll just speak frankly, my left bollock swallowed up to the size of a fucking melon, basically. It was horrific.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was this thing called orchitis, right, which is either a viral thing or a bacterial thing. If it's bacterial, it's sexually transmitted. If it's viral, it's to do with having mumps when you were a kid and all this kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah?
And it can really get you. The pain... You're a bloke.
Well, we've had this discussion on the way here. Childbirth is well discussed about as a pain level, but I can assure you, I know where you're coming from.
Oh, this is the worst, yeah. the worst for a man.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
Well, the main thing is the left side here, the left ball, above the left ball, right round me back here, into my kidney.
Yeah.
And then just this horrible fever all over my body, my skin's hurting. I feel like a right mad ass, but...
Believe you me, if it's your town halls, there's nothing more sacred, is there?
I took the liberty of shaving my balls this morning and throwing loads of, ibuprofen gel all over.
Did you really?
Yeah, and that's the only thing, because that's what I did last time.
Listen, whatever works, if you've got to, use it. If it works, doesn't it?
Apparently it's quite prevalent in males in the late 40s, 50s, who had mumps when they were sort of 11, 12 years old.
OK.
And I had mumps when I was 12.
Right. Have you had any trauma at all, any falls or anything like that?
No.
I mean, kicked in the bollocks by.
I had a very embarrassing accident when I was a kid with a KC football.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, laced up one. I was singing like the fucking Bee Gees for 3 months after that.
Right, this now, gas and air. It's what ladies have when they're having babies. Same level of pain. OK, so you need to use that. Hold on to it.
What do you do?
Like a McDonald's milkshake. Suck it as hard as you can. And that's the noise we need to hear. OK. Keep going for it with that.
This is what they should do for, like, all the world's problems, shouldn't
they? Honestly, wouldn't they? Yeah,
Brexit,
absolutely.
Gas and air.
Yeah, exactly.
Afghanistan.
Gas and air. We'll all be happy, won't we?
Yeah. All sat in a circle.
Oh. Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
I'm in this sick.
What's your name, please? OK, what's happened, Marjorie?
I'm dying.
You're dying?
It's not coming.
What's not coming?
The ambulance.
Oh, you've already got one arranged?
Marjorie is well known to the ambulance service.
Hello?
She's one of nearly 2,000 frequent 999 callers.
Marjorie, stop pressing buttons.
I've got a pain.
You've got a pain? Where's your pain? All right, I know you're in a lot of pain, but try not to scream down the phone, OK?
Just get off of this.
OK, I need you to answer these questions for me, Marjorie. Marjorie, listen to me.
This lady, she's a very, very frequent caller. We'll have a call from her most days. And it can be quite difficult to manage.
Oh, you've got to love our Marge. She's only called three times today. So that's not bad for her, to be fair, because yesterday it was 23 times yesterday. So we're not doing bad.
Hello. Hiya.
Marjorie lives alone and is visited once a day by a carer.
Shall we take your coat off so I can have a look at your chest and have a look at you?
No, you're not an orphan.
She's waiting for a place to become free in her local care home.
An orphan.
Marjorie, just stay there. Marjorie, come and sit. Down.
Marjorie, what are you doing? Where are you going, Marjorie? Marjorie, where are you going?
Up.
Marjorie, where are you going? And have you got to be back home, isn't it?
Marjorie, let's go back inside, eh? Where are you off to? Hospital? Well, you don't want to walk there. Oh, doctors, we'll get you a lift. Well, Marjorie, if you let me sit down there, I'll run you up to your doctors so you don't have to walk. You can't leave your door wide open.
10 out of 10 times, you know you're just going to turn up. She's either going to lock the door on you. As soon as you leave, she's going to call back for help. And she sounds genuine every time she rings.
You're all right up there. You're quicker than me, Marjorie.
Well, he's not. He's here to help you, Marjorie.
Locked door now. The issue we've got is that she's just going to continually ring us. She's got my bloody jacket inside as well. Oh, it's unlocked. Marjorie, can you pass me my jacket? Are you on the phone?
Lisa, if any of the EMDs get Marjorie, just to politely come off the line, there's an AP outside her address. OK, no worries. Cheers, thank you. Thanks, bye-bye. Is Marjorie's son an option?
Luke's got the phone number for the son, so he's going to try and make contact.
His jacket is cold. Thank you. So what have they said to you on the phone, Marjorie?
Oh, I'm going to be let in. Well, Marjorie, can I have a quick look at you and make sure I can't give you any medicine?
I'll come in while he's there with you, all right?
Yeah, come on. Oh, dear. You weigh a ton, these, Marjorie. Can I sit here, Marjorie?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want me some.
There's no new medical symptoms at all. It's evident that the real reason for calling is she's socially isolated, isn't she?
Yeah.
Can't see what hospital's going to do for her. What are you going to do now?
I'm waiting for my son.
You're going to wait for your son?
He didn't tell you I'm coming.
No, he is definitely coming. He said he's coming. Don't you worry.
He texted me this morning saying...
Hey, don't you worry about that. Don't get upset, Marjorie. Yeah? What are we going to do with you?
He always comes, yeah? Marjorie. He's a good...
He looks after you, Craig, doesn't he? Yeah, we'll sort it out.
Oh, God.
I know. Is it Craig?
Yeah.
Hey, Craig.
If you're ringing for an ambulance a lot, there's something going on. And if you keep ringing us, then something's not being sorted and something's not being fixed. So we need to look at the core problems. A lot of the time at the root of these problems is social isolation and loneliness. And what's happened is that they've snowballed and then we deal with them at the end point. It's frustrating because if we dealt with the root cause, then we could save a lot of ambulance time and actually get that person what they need.
It's 10:45, and Sam and Alex have just taken their second patient of the day to Manchester Royal Infirmary.
347.
Have you got an update from that one, please?
Yeah, he was a nice chap, but he's given me a right scare because he's told us that he jilted his wife-to-be at the altar and flew to Ibiza with his best man. And I get married at the end of this year.
Oh, my God.
I know, it was just real casual. And he's met up with her in a few months later and she swilled him with a Guinness.
I'm not surprised.
To be fair, though, if Adam did that to you, he'd have me to contend with.
Oh, my God, I'd be fuming. I'm now having palpitations. I have to speak to Adam.
And I'd be fuming because I would have had my hair done.
We'd have had to just have a party and I can't wear the dress and have my makeup done and do
nothing.
I'd
still have to go back to your venue afterwards. Like, it's already paid for by that point, isn't it?
Would you marry me if he stood me up?
Yeah, without question.
Good. And then we'll be a husband and wife crew, for real.
It'd cause a few heads to turn, though, wouldn't it? Like, Salford's token gay.
Token gay.
Is now married to his work wife. It took it all a little bit too far.
I'm a service to patient breathing.
Yeah, I'm breathing, but I'm struggling.
So is that what's happened?
Yesterday, I was put into hospital for overdose.
Yeah.
I discharged myself, and this morning I woke up and I can't breathe.
Oh. 347.
I'm going to put you want a cat 2 up in Openshaw. It's a 21-year-old female that has got breathing problems.
She took an overdose yesterday. She was taken to hospital.
But she did discharge herself.
Raj, thanks for that. No worries. So, doesn't say what she's took yesterday, but discharged herself.
Bless her.
She's only young, isn't she? 21.
That window's been put through at some point.
Hello. Where are we going? Upstairs. What's been happening today, Corny?
Well, we overdosed yesterday.
Yeah. How many times have you vomited this morning?
Try and relax your breathing, all right? Nice and slowly in through your nose. And then slowly out through your mouth.
So when we took this overdose, what were your intentions then?
To take life.
Okay. And yesterday when we were in A&E, you said they gave you a bag of fluids.
Yeah, just one bag.
They were still treating you when you left.
Yeah.
So you didn't get a chance to speak to the mental health team?
No.
Okay.
Have you done anything like this before?
Not really, no. I have tried, but never to the extent of like this.
No.
Has the hospital been back in touch with you since you've left?
Because we haven't finished treatment, so I think today we need to pop you back, yeah? They need to finish the treatment, and then I think we definitely need to speak to someone. Is that all right with you, Courtney?
Yeah.
But I'll go and get you a chair sorted, all right, at the bottom of the stairs.
Have you had anyone at the minute you feel like you could turn to?
No.
No. When we first got here, was that boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've even been pushing him away a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you know, don't you? It's got to the point where you need to speak to someone.
Yeah.
Last night, I decided we weren't happy, me and her mum. We couldn't get hold of her. We came round, banging our door, couldn't get any answer. My other stepdaughter pushed the board through. That's how we found out that she was in the house.
The thing that we have to get to the bottom of is the fact that she hasn't completed treatment yesterday from hospital. But then, irrespective of all of that, we've got the ongoing concern regarding trying to just support Courtney, whether she ends up being changed on medication, something else might suit her better, whether it's counselling, and they can all be accessed via A&E.
Really slow that breathing down. Courtney, slow it down again, yeah?
So there's been a lot going on recently to do with your mental health.
Yeah, it's causing a lot of problems with me and other people.
People in general are not designed to talk about their emotions.
Yeah, no.
So it's not how people are made.
People do understand mental health, especially now. It's a big push, isn't it, to try and understand mental health a bit more. Shall we get you up to hospital?
Right, let's get you in, eh?
So it might be a few bumps again.
Yeah, she wasn't one for talking.
No.
Something has gone on there, though.
I think she will stay.
Yeah, I hope so. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
She just needs to have the support networks in place.
Yeah.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
My 3-year-old just fallen and she's, had a very bad cut on her eye. I can't stop the bleeding.
All right, okay.
Alpha 473, Ray and Cassie, are the nearest available crew to the injured toddler.
Quite nice down here, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Never been down here.
Hi. What's this little girl's name?
Isha.
What's happened?
They were both playing. I don't know who's pushed who, and she started screaming that Isha's eyes are bleeding and...
Can I have a look at your eye?
And where were they playing?
Hey.
Upstairs.
Can I have a little look with my torch?
No.
You're so brave.
Upset.
Yeah. Here we go. Is it sore?
What happened upstairs? Were you playing with your sister? And then what happened?
My eye was bleeding.
Oh, no. And you've been very, very brave, haven't you? So did you hear a bang or something?
A bang on the wall. I rushed straight upstairs and blood was dripping.
She fell on this metal thing and it went
on the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. You've done the right thing. She's okay. I used to jump on the bed with my sister. Just an accident. It's not your fault.
Yeah, but I don't know if she needs stitches or...
She probably might.
She needs...
Yeah, just a little one. We can't do that here, so she'd have to go to hospital.
To the Banda unit.
Isha, does anywhere else hurt? Yeah. What about your shoulders? Yeah. What about your knees? What about your toes? Not your toes! Just your head, shoulders, knees. No toes. Head, shoulders, knees, no toes. Knees, no toes. Shall we go, then? So, So, our ambulance is the best one ever.
One, two, three. Wow. Is that comfy?
Yeah.
Would you like a blanket? Oh, a little bit of blood will clean that. Don't worry.
Oh, she's so cute.
Thank you.
What does that button do? Boop. It's there, that button. Boop. Do you know what you want to be when you're bigger? You do? What do you want to be?
I want to be a butterfly.
You want to be a butterfly?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what I am?
No.
A hedgehog.
No.
Or an elephant. That makes a horse's noise. You've been so good and so polite, and all them doctors and nurses are going to say, little Alicia's very cute. They won't want to give you back. And we're nearly at the hospital as well.
Yeah.
Which means I won't see you for much longer. Oh, I know. So I finish at 7 o'clock if you want me to babysit it. Come on then, Baba. Let's get this off.
I took this off.
You did? You did it all by yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
One, two, fly like a butterfly. Is that good? You want to hold my hand?
Yeah.
Come on then. Good girl.
So place the heel of your hand on the breastbone in the centre of the chest, right between the nipples.
Have you got some pain in your side, Amy?
I'm organising help for you now. Stay on the line, I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
It's 6 o'clock. Since the start of the shift, 1,225 people in Greater Manchester have called for an ambulance.
We've got no ambulances free, but we've got 53 jobs outstanding.
We've got one particular hospital that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 ambulances. They've been waiting 15 minutes on the corridor. Nightmare.
We're being stretched to breaking point. That's normal for us now. There are times in the day where you definitely hold your breath and think, did we do the right thing there? Did I make the right decision? Sometimes you do go home, you go straight upstairs, and you let out a massive silent scream. And then you go downstairs and you're back to being a husband and a father.
I'm hanging, I'm hanging.
Just tell me exactly what's happened.
A motorcycle, a car, the bike's in bits.
Are they up and walking at the moment?
No, no.
There's a major accident on Wigan Road. It's knocked a motorcycle off. No helmet.
Guys, which one are we running on for this RTC? 5671. Right, so that's just coming now. Motorcyclist's been hit by a car. Apparently, he's been thrown 30 foot into a field.
Advanced paramedic Luke is currently helping a crew deal with a patient in cardiac arrest. But the injuries sustained by the motorcyclist are considered so serious, the decision is made to immediately divert him to the scene. Two ambulances, along with the police, fire brigade and the hazardous area response team, have also been dispatched.
It's a motorcycle RTC in Wigan.
Reports of a male motorcyclist, no helmet, collided with a car, thrown approximately 30 feet into a field. The motorbike's broke in half.
Cheers, Bob.
Three people have been hurt in the accident.
Great, guys. What are we up to?
Luke's priority is the motorcyclist, whose injuries are life-threatening.
We believe he did have a helmet on, but whether it's fastened, we don't know, because it was just pulled up into the road. His airway is just full of blood.
The first thing I'm going to do is visualise. If we can get another suction unit as well, if we can ask the EMT one that's over there to get that. Can I have another suction, another oxygen, please?
With the patient's severe facial injuries...
Can you get me the ETC or two out, please?
Luke's advanced training means he is able to place a tube into his windpipe to give him the best chance of survival.
OK, tube, please. And I want the CO2 on straight away, please, and the bag. I think we're in there. Right, that's fine. What I want you to do is you go and get me an Entonox filter, please. Is that OK? I think I'm still happy with the tube. And what I want you to do is come over here, and I want you to put it in between the ETC or two and the bag, once Chris has done with this. So that airway is secure. We're going to have a listen in a minute, OK? Right, I need you to feel the bag and just really gently support his rests. What I need you to do is split the scoop, get it up here and get the head blocks ready, please.
If I step back and actually thought about the gravity of the situation that was facing me, so someone who's fighting for their life, then if you actually step back and thought about that, I think it'll blow your mind a little bit. But from my perspective, that's my job. That's what I've trained for. This is what I'm here for.
Right, this gentleman is going to Salford Royal, yeah? But if he maintains his decent pulse, he is still conscious, but his airway's terrible. So he has been... Well, he's not conscious, he's still breathing, but he's been tubed. We're going to put a pelvic split on, given what's happened, but I suspect it's isolated head.
QX499, go ahead.
Quick pre-alert for you. Injuries-wise, massive facial and head trauma. GCS of complete 3. Airway massively soiled on arrival. He has been intubated, and he does still have a resp rate of around 10. If he maintains his BP and doesn't arrest, he's going to Salford.
Roger that. Passing details to Salford Royal now. I assume you're ready to leave.
Cracking. I'll let you know when I've got a ETA for setting off.
Roger, received. Many thanks.
We're not rushing, guys, but speeds are the essence now.
This is head, guys. We're going straight past it.
Remember, guys, I want a double check, a pulse check before we move. Make sure the airway's in. I'm going to go with this one. I've got really involved with this guy. But if you think you need me for anything, anything like that, just get me before I go. Are we happy with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Beautiful. Cracking. Right. Chris, you're staying. Manage the airway.
Yeah.
Gary, do you want to come with me just because it's going to be complex, this?
Yeah,
rest of you guys, thank you very much for your help.
No,
is that all right?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank
cheers.
You.
Let's get going, guys. Go, go, go. I've seen the damage to his helmet. He's had his helmet on. It's just imploded. He needs blood, you know, he needs blood, he needs putting to sleep properly, and he needs probably surgery. We're happy with what we're doing, we're going in on the monitor, and then I will hand over once he's been taken across. All right? Can you pull that for us? He's reasonably stable, so if we get him across, and then we'll hand over. No chest trauma. No. Not that I'm aware of. QX499. Yeah, Jay, just an update off that job. The gentleman is in scan at the moment. He's got quite massive, I think in subarachnoid hemorrhages, a fractured pelvis. He's quite unwell, but definitely the right thing to send me over there. It was a very difficult scene. Thanks for sending me and thanks for your support, pal. I'm going to head back now.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough, mate. Good to speak to you, and I'll catch up with you soon.
All our patients today have been lovely. You know, I get sad when I go to, you know, these little old
ladies and chaps who, you know, family doesn't see them for like months or some or years. Or they don't even have family. You just think how lonely it must be for them.
Sing a sad song in a lonely place. Try to put a word in for me. It's been so long since I found a space. You better put in two or three.
I couldn't do this job without the support of my family. It's priceless knowing that I can come home and talk to Nick. And he knows straight away that there's something's happened, there's a problem. And he'll say, right, come on, what's going on? Don't know what I'd do, really, without that.
Where we're living in this town, the sun is coming up and it's going down, but it's all just the same at the end of the day.
When I have a moment to stop and think and actually process jobs, the things that we see and the frustrations, one of the biggest things that comes out of it is how appreciative I am of what I have. For me, whatever happens, I know I've got my family. My girlfriend, Bethan, she's a paramedic as well. She understands when I'm late and she understands the stuff that I see. I can't understand how people cope without their version of Bethan, because I don't know how I would have coped without it.
Need a shoulder, well, if that's the case, you know there's nothing I wouldn't do. Where we're living in this town, the sun is coming up and it's going down, but it's all just the same at the end of the day. When we cheat and we lie, nobody says it's wrong, so we don't ask why, 'cause it's all just the same at the end of the day. Don't throw it all away. Don't throw it all away at the end of the day.
Next on Ambulance.
Male on the driver's seat, they check for a pulse, but they can't find anything.
Temperatures are plummeted through the night. Not good.
Lee?